Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves here. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And King Mark.
We're going to be talking about Bernie Sanders and how conservative Bernie Sanders is seeming these days. Boy, you conservatives out there listening to the show, you guys are getting behind his campaign, right? I mean, did you hear about what he said about immigration? I mean, we talked about immigration a lot of times here on Free Talk Live in the past, and of course we take a...
We'll get called leftists every time. I mean, look, Free Talk Live's on both conservative and liberal stations all across the United States, but it's not uncommon for us to talk about the ideas of liberty concerning immigration, because we believe in, you know, freedom, every issue, every time.
Right, and that means the freedom to travel.
And we'll get called leftists by conservatives and, I don't know, just nuts by liberals.
How many of those conservatives who are calling us leftists would say that they identify with Bernie Sanders? That they agree with Bernie Sanders?
None.
Bernie Sanders, the self-proclaimed socialist from Vermont. I guess people don't know who he is. He's running for president as a Democrat. He's a self...
But he's not currently in the Senate as a Democrat.
Right. He's in it as, an independent. Who openly runs as a socialist. And now he is coming out and attacking people like us, Mark. He's saying that the idea of open borders, of freedom to travel, is a right-wing idea, and that it's the Koch brothers' conspiracy. I've actually got the audio if you don't believe me, so let's jump right into that. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. If you're a conservative listener of the show, how does it feel to be aligned with Bernie Sanders? Here's the audio from Vox.
And what you said about being a democratic socialist is a more international view. But I think if you take global poverty that seriously, it leads you to conclusions that in the U.S. are considered out of political bounds. Things like sharply raising the level of immigration we permit, even up to a level of open borders, about sharply increasing
open borders.
Foreign aid. Open borders.
That's a Koch brothers proposal. The idea,
really?
Of course. I mean, that's a right-wing proposal, which says essentially there is no United States.
But it would make a lot of global poor richer, wouldn't it?
It would make everybody in America poor. Then you're doing away with. With the concept
isn't
of
that what forced wealth redistribution is about? Taking money away from one group, giving it to another?
Well, no. But Bernie
isn't
Sanders,
that a socialist concept?
Well, Bernie Sanders would say that's exactly what he wants to do, is force wealth away from one group to another, right?
But he only wants to do it in a certain polygon on the map. Those are the good people.
Yeah.
The other people outside of the polygon are bad people.
And by that, you mean the United States.
Yeah.
Nation state. And I don't think there's any country in the world which believes in that. If you believe in a nation state or in a country called the United States or UK or Denmark or any other country, you have an obligation.
I don't believe in the concept of nation state, it hasn't been sold to me. I believe what we currently have is city states, just like we had hundreds of years ago. I believe Washington, D.C. is a city state that rules over a large piece of land known as the United States. And I think that, say London is a city state that rules over a large piece of land. Yes, the closer you are in proximity or within certain polygons of the map, you're going to get better benefits. City states have always doled out benefits to their allies and gone after their enemies. But there's really, you know, Washington, D.C. is a city-state. It's this United States is in a nation-state.
Okay, or Denmark or any other country. You have an obligation, in my view, to do everything we can to help poor people. What right-wing people in this country...
Except for let them in, apparently. He says you have an obligation as a nation-state to do everything
to let
you
them
can.
Come right. And work hard. And, so here's a proposal for you. I'll make a proposal. The proposal is that free people should be able to cross the borders of free countries freely, but they should there should be no obligation upon anybody inside that country to finance them in any way, shape, or form. And by that, I mean no welfare, no free medical, no free education, no free nothing. There's no such thing as a free lunch.
Boy, you know, Bernie Sanders would really hate your position on that, right? Because yes. He's totally in favor of
because
government.
Because his system of forced wealth redistribution would not work. In you know, if you were trying to take all the wealth in the world in the United States and give it to the world, It would at that point people would rise up and stick pitchforks in him and set him on fire with their torches. What he wants is to make everybody in the United States sort of much more equal, and then he'll work on the rest of the world.
What we would love is an open border policy. Bring in all kinds of people who work for $2 or $3 an hour. That would be great for them. I don't believe in that.
He was saying it was right-wingers who would love the open border policy.
How about you, right-wingers? Is that what you're for? Are you right-wingers out there for open borders?
Or are you on the side of Bernie Sanders? 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. Let's continue.
I think we have to raise wages in this country. I think we have to do everything that we can to create the millions of jobs. You know what? Youth unemployment in the United States.
But screw the rest of those people in the rest of the world, right? Why should they have access to any of those supposed millions of jobs? Because they just happen to be born to some mother who pushed them out of her womb outside of the arbitrary boundaries of the United States. All of a sudden, those people are lesser people to Bernie Sanders. It's hard to believe, right? Like, this guy's shocked. The interviewer here at Vox.com can't even. He was honestly surprised, apparently, by Sanders' position about this. I guess maybe because the interviewer actually does care about poor people around the world.
Well, maybe the interviewer knows that studies have been done. Openborders.org, you can go take a look, and they'll say that there'll be a one-time doubling of world GDP. It's not just good for poor people if they can travel travel freely. It's good for everybody because a doubling of the world GDP is about what the world needs right now. I mean, look at Europe. It's in a disaster area. The only reason the United States isn't called a disaster area is because Europe looks worse.
Let me go on here.
South America today, if you're white, a white kid, high school graduate, 33%, a Hispanic, 36%, African-American, 51%. You think we should open the borders and bring in a lot of low-wage workers?
No, we should get rid of the minimum wage. The minimum wage was intended not to be a living wage, as you equate it with Mr. Sanders, Senator Sanders. The minimum wage was intended to be a wage at which young people went in the job market. That's why young people don't have jobs, is because the labor market contracted, and because of the minimum wage, they were priced out.
I'm working at the Cheshire Fair all week this week. This is the second to last day today, doing a Bitcoin outreach booth. And right next to the booth are the John Birch Society people.
Yeah, they're always fun.
And the John Birch guys, they're right on a lot of things.
About 80% of the time.
Yeah, they're pretty liberty-friendly on a number of issues. But on the immigration issue, not so friendly at all.
It's the big issues that really I disagree with the hardline Republicans on. Often war, right? Like, I believe first we need to stop killing people, and then we can talk about human freedom after that. And, they're oftentimes not on the same page with me.
So I did talk to them. I actually wanted to talk to them about this for a while, but I prefer to spend my time on the people at the fair, but when there was
people
a lull,
be convinced of something.
When there was a lull, well, I don't know, Mark. I think people can change their minds about issues. I know I've changed my mind about this issue.
I've changed my mind on issues too. But when somebody takes the time to buy a booth at the fair to promote a particular line of thinking, the chances of them being convinced on that issue are pretty unlikely.
Maybe so, but not everybody working the booth has paid for the booth necessarily.
Also, you can take a look at somebody's age. Mm-hmm. And kind of decide how likely they are to be convinced on something.
Yeah, I just wanted to let them know that the Bernie Sanders supporters and them were on the same side on that issue. And that's kind of the whole point of what we're doing here tonight, is say, hey, surprise, guess what? Those of you who want to control the borders, who want to see, a crackdown and rules and border patrol, you're on board with Bernie Sanders. How's that feel? Toll-free number is 855-450-3.
Who benefits more than the labor wing of the Democratic Party from border controls? Really? Who benefits more than pro-labor Democrats on this issue?
And what you're saying there is the labor wing are a bunch of union people, right? So they are benefiting
by... Well, they wish they were, yeah.
Well, they're benefiting by, if they are in the unions, they are benefiting by keeping people out of the marketplace.
Driving down supply in the area of labor. If you drive down supply through force, then you're going to drive up price. Of course, that's exactly what we all want, higher prices in labor. That way everything costs more. Doesn't make any sense. That's why jobs have been exported from this country. Wages are too high.
All right, we're going to come back. You can share your thoughts. There's a little bit more of what old Bernie has to say here. 855, 450 free. Bernie Sanders says, keep the borders locked down. Crack down on immigration. That's what it's sounding like here. How's that make you feel? 855, 450 free. That's 855-450-3733. Did you know you were a socialist? Apparently, if you agree with Bernie Sanders on this, you just might be.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Do you think we're going to find soon a new group being created? Conservatives for Bernie Sanders? Is that going to happen soon? Because it sounds like they're on the same team from what old Bernie Sanders said in a recent interview with Vox.com about immigration. He seems like he's totally on board with a lot of these people that call this show saying they want to crack down and that they don't want to allow anybody in here and protectionism. You can share your thoughts with us, 855-453. We've got more of Bernie to share with you. He's got about another minute or so here of commentary. And then Vox.com has some excellent points as to why he is totally wrong. And if you actually want to help the poor, then letting them come to the United States is a darn fine idea. And that's what, you know, all the evidence actually shows. 855-453, Bitcoinist.net. It's the ultimate resource for Bitcoin industry news, reviews, education, and the latest in the cryptocurrency ecosystem. Bitcoinist is the prime online destination for information about the Bitcoin and digital currency industry. Their website integrates the community forum, breaking Bitcoin and digital currency news. They also aim to cover fintech and blockchain tech news as well. Bitcoinist has very sophisticated Bitcoin network statistics, a solid beginner's guide to Bitcoin, and more. The Bitcoinist platform serves the need of everyone looking to keep up with Bitcoin and digital currencies, from beginners to experts. So wherever you're at in the Bitcoin world, go check out Bitcoinist.net. That's Bitcoinist.net. Ian and Mark here continuing, 855, 450. We're going to play a little bit more of the audio here, and then if you want to comment, you can join us here also via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. This is Bernie Sanders in an interview with Vox.com revealing that he thinks that open borders is a right-wing proposal.
36%, African-American, 51%. You think we should open the borders and bring in a lot of low-wage workers? Or do you think maybe we should try to get jobs for those kids? So I think from a moral responsibility, we've got to do work with the rest of the industrialized world to address the problems of international poverty. But you don't do that by making people in this country even poorer.
So then what are the responsibilities we have?
Before you go on, the idea that allowing more people to come here would make people poorer is absolutely ridiculous. Everybody that comes here that's looking to make a better life for themselves, if they're not getting on welfare or whatever, and welfare is a whole other issue, the people that are coming here to make a better life for themselves are bringing their services to this country. They're bringing their entrepreneurial spirit. Most immigrants are more likely to be entrepreneurs than American-born people. They're bringing in a spirit of, you know, interest in success to come here. They're bringing a set of skills. And they're also bringing a set up, you know, they're bringing demand. They need services. They need housing.
Every one of them is going to drive around in a vehicle, live in a house, and, you know.
Entertainment. They need entertainment, too. You know, they need everything. They want everything that you want. They're human beings. And so they add to our economy. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We'll let Bernie talk here a little bit more in a moment. Josh is on the line in Panama City listening to WYOO-FM. Hello, Josh.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, welcome. Go ahead.
I think we do need to crack down on immigration, and not as in everybody thinks, you know, just don't let anybody in because this country is not on immigration. What we need to do is crack down on illegal immigration. We need to give the people that are already here an option to become a legal citizen legally, do the right way. And if not, after a grace period, just, you know, they leave. I mean, give them the option to. And if they don't want to take the effort to become a citizen, then, you know, that's their own problem. But as far
I'm pretty
as
sure all of them here, are going to want to be able to work, right? I mean, it's not they may not necessarily want to be a citizen. They may want to work here and then return home at some point. But I think that, you know, what you're talking about is sort of granting legal identity to people. And I think that to some extent that's what's going to have to happen. The difficulty is when you attempt to limit immigration, obviously the marketplace in labor isn't happy or wasn't happy at one point with the amount of the limitation, right? Like, you don't know the right amount of immigration. I don't know the right amount of immigration. And certainly a government bureaucracy doesn't know the right amount of people to let in.
But that's the thing. I don't think we should limit immigration. I think we should crack down on illegal immigration. Like, give them
but
the
that's kind of the reason we have illegal immigration. The reason we have illegal immigration is because immigration is limited.
I mean, I know. I have friends of mine that have immigrated here fully. I mean, it was a process.
Yeah.
We need to streamline and fine-tune that process to make it easier. A lot of people worry about immigrants coming here and getting on welfare. Well, why don't we have a policy for the first, you know, for the first year or two? If you're an illegal immigrant, you cannot qualify for it until you've been here for so long and prove that you've actually tried to work, tried to get a job, and were basically unsuccessful. You know,
I mean, you could even take that a step further. You could just go ahead and say that, look, we're allowing this certain class of immigration. We're going to give you a blue card. And with that blue card, you will not be eligible for any kinds of particular government benefits or whatever they are, but you can come here and work hard and do all those kind of things. I think a lot of people would want the blue card.
Hey, Josh, did I really just hear you say, I just want to make sure I didn't mishear you, did you really just say there's too many people in the United States?
What? No.
Okay, good. I'm glad you thought.
I said we have too many illegal immigrants.
Oh, okay. And you wanted to crack down. So in order to crack down...
illegal immigration.
Right. And you know what that means, right?
Yeah, deporting people and stuff.
No. You have to find them first in order to deport them. So are you prepared? I'm just curious, Josh. Are you prepared for checkpoints in your city?
I mean, it doesn't even have to be... checkpoints. I mean, we basically have checkpoints when people get...
How about house-to-house searches?
Yeah, that ain't happening. Sorry.
No?
But
why not?
This is a crackdown. How about... I got a great idea. Let's just give a big pile of paperwork to all the small businesses out there that they have to fill out, and we don't pay them for it. We just give them a bunch of government work to do, and then we'll be able to ferret out the illegal immigrants that way.
How's that sound?
That's the problem.
Why are you laughing?
With cracking down on illegal immigration, right?
You're not serious, obviously, about this.
No, I am serious because...
No, you're not. You don't want to accept what a crackdown looks like.
I understand. Oh, man.
How about this? How about instead of the pile of paperwork, they just have a few pieces of paper they have to fill out, and then every now and then the immigration department comes in and raids businesses and checks IDs of all the workers and raids through the files. How about that?
They already do that.
Exactly, they already do that. How do you feel about that?
It obviously doesn't work.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing works.
They're not doing it properly.
Well, the government doesn't do things properly. The world where the government does things properly doesn't exist on planet Earth.
Yeah, even if your buddies get in charge, Josh, even if you were to be put in charge of the
system. We make you immigration czar, you can't make it work.
Yeah, because it's bureaucracy and government fails no matter who, no matter what fool is in charge of it. I'm not saying you're a fool. I'm just saying, you know, government guys are failures at these things.
Oh, they are. They are.
Right.
But there's no excuse to have, you know, we have all these illegal immigrants that are here. Yeah, they're getting jobs, they're making money, but they're not having to pay taxes because they're not...
Great!
They're
we
not
should be celebrating them. You should be congratulating them for not paying taxes. They should be helping you figure out how to not pay taxes, because screw the state, screw the federal government, they don't deserve the tax money. Thanks for the call, Josh. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I understand you're jealous of the so-called illegal immigrants for not paying taxes. Wouldn't you prefer to not pay taxes? Who wants to pay taxes to support this awful government?
It's still, that's a bugbear. That doesn't make any sense. Fact is, illegal immigrants often pay lots more taxes and receive no services.
Well, that's
true.
Many times
they get a fake Social Security card and pay taxes that way, and they get no services at all.
Share your thoughts here at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live Saturday show.
Measles is activating on a mass scale now due to the vaccines and iron poisoning. All symptoms, disease, and deaths are due to measles and iron, not just rash and flu-like symptoms, as the officials claim. Measles requires a host with iron to replicate. Iron intake is at an unprecedented level. Deaths and hospitalizations are set to soar now in 2015. This is the extermination plan, people. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGthem.com. Unveilingthem.com.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I've been out at the Cheshire County Fair for the last several days, and tomorrow's going to be the last day. We've been doing Bitcoin outreach. And, of course, some people are interested in getting Bitcoin, and they've been asking, well, you know, what's the way to go about doing that? And there are a bunch of different options. ExpressCoin.com is the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, Litecoin, or even Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, they can help you out. You can get cryptocurrencies with money order or check. Very simple process. You can even do it from your smartphone with their app. Just go to ExpressCoin.com to get started. Use coupon code FTL, and you'll get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee at all. Imagine transferring currencies and paying no fee. That's what you can do with code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at ExpressCoin.com. As we continue here, we're talking about Bernie Sanders' position on immigration, which seems to mirror the position of a lot of the people who call this show claiming to be conservatives and who seem to also be about supposedly cracking down on immigration, even though the last guy we just talked to, Mark, when we started to describe what a crackdown on so-called illegal immigration would look like, dude didn't really want any of that to happen. He didn't really like the idea of house-to-house searches, checkpoints everywhere, businesses being raided, and burdensome paperwork.
People are much more interested in the force of the government being pointed away from them than they are for it being pointed at them. The real difficulty with the government is that when you advocate for it to be pointed at other people, they can then advocate for it to be pointed at you.
That's true.
The best advocation when it comes to the force of government is that we minimize it. I'd like to do away with it.
Let's talk to you. Maybe we'll get Bernie's thoughts in here for a moment in a little bit. But first, Ryan is on the line in Montana. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live at Ian and Mark, live Saturday night. Go ahead. Ryan in Montana, going once. Ryan in Montana. Maybe we're having some technical difficulties behind the board there at the network studios. We'll see if we can grab Ryan. And in the meantime, we'll try for JD. He's on the road. JD, are you with us?
Yeah.
All right, we got to. Go ahead.
Yeah, this immigration thing and all this, I think people need to get out of the city and get out of the office a while. I'm a cross-country truck driver, and I went from north to south, east to west. I'll tell you something. This is Judeo-Christian nation. That's what we were founded on the laws of Judeo-Christian.
Weren't there a bunch of deists that founded this country?
We are all immigrants except for the Native Americans. There's no doubt about that. Now, what I want to say is this. The people from Mexico are our neighbors. They're not like the people from other countries and even from the countries that, you know, the terrorists that come from other countries. They're our neighbors. Now, I used to go down to South Texas and ride the fields and, you know, load cantaloupes and truck live loads. There were whole families out there, 30 to 40 of them. They were going circles, and there'd be little children like about 3 foot high. They would be shorter than the cantaloupe bags that they put the cantaloupes in. And they would come around and, you know, put the cantaloupes in the truck. And they lived like, you know, 20, 30 people in these migrant housing things. Now, me and my wife, you know, used to go around our neighborhood and I'd go down there and I had to go down there to pick up watermelon, cantaloupes, and produce, things like that. Now, I would take black trash bags and put all kind of clothes in it from the neighbors and community. On top of that, I would put, you know, candies and toys and things for these little children. They're our neighbors. When they would open it up, all you would see was teeth. They would smile. They are our neighbors. There doesn't need to be an immigration thing for Mexico. You need to do away with it.
What we need. Interesting. So let me see if I'm following you. What you're saying is let folks in from Mexico, but not elsewhere?
Well, we want them in from Canada, don't we?
Well, why not let people in from everywhere?
Money, right? No. They're our neighbors. The other people's not our neighbors. We've got Mexico.
They're just people, though. Just because they're have proximity.
It'd be a huge step forward.
No, I'm with you, man. Please.
Come in without, like, we can cross the border going into Mexico just for the passport. Just go on in, do our shopping, do whatever.
Can you just, quick question, JD. In Canada, you can actually cross in with just a driver's license. Can you do the same thing in Mexico?
You should be able to do the same thing.
I think you can. I've heard that you can. I'm just wondering if you've ever tried it.
No, I had to show my passport every time I went down to Mexico. You know,
interesting.
Or, you know, in a place like that, I had to show my passport. You know,
because we knew a guy who called the show previously, and he swore he'd...
Coming back in across...
No, I'm talking about going into Mexico.
Into Mexico, we don't have to show anything.
Exactly.
Right across. Now, coming back across... And the American side, you got to show your passport, your birth certificate, you know, what you dreamed last night, things like that.
Which experience feels more free?
The experience going into Mexico.
Exactly. It shouldn't be that way, right? It should be just the same experience coming back in here. So I'm with you, man.
They should be able to come in just like college.
Yeah, I'm totally with you on that, JD. I just don't understand why you don't want other people around the world to be able to come here, too, besides... folks from Mexico and Canada.
Naughty neighbors, just like talking about your neighbors. You got people coming, you know, from out of town.
Did you say they're naughty or they're not our neighbors?
Not your neighbors.
No, they're our neighbors. Next
right,
to your
neighbors. But the other people are not, so therefore they should not be treated with the same level of respect?
They should show where they're coming from any country they're coming from, that's not a border state with America.
JD, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. I mean, obviously, I'm going to disagree with you, but I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I've never heard that one before. I mean, it's certainly a new one to me.
It's a takeoff on the concept that there are historical migration patterns around the southern border. That at one point were based on agriculture, another point based on, you know, just sort of the seasons when it was a good time to get food in different places. And essentially, the border of the United States has changed that. People genetically, these they're not the same people necessarily, but there are some people still alive that, there was a time in U.S. history in the 60s when it was really easy for migrant workers to come over here, do some work, and then go back home, and that's what they did. They didn't stay. The reason they stay now is because of the border, because it is harder to get back and forth across.
Yeah, sure. If you can make it in once, you want to stick around, right?
You might as well at that point.
Let's continue. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. Let's go to Harry. He's calling from Anniston, Alabama, listening to WDNG. Hello, Harry.
Morning, gentlemen.
Welcome.
Hey,
go ahead.
Can you do me a favor? From now on, say 855-450, because I thought your number was 455, and it's not. Anywho, no big deal.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sometimes we do spell it out, so I apologize if I haven't done that enough tonight.
I want to speak to young Josh. The problem is not immigration. Our biggest problem is disability. It's killing us. People who never work, they're sucking us dry. And I did 22 years in the military. I don't want to thank you on that crap. Just making a point here. And VA benefits, there's so much fraud in that, it'll make you sick. I saw it firsthand. I know three people right now. Every time I see them, I won't even talk to them.
They're frauding the system?
You bet your butts, buddy. I mean, I'm so angry, but...
I've been told that we can handle the word "butt" here on Free Talk Live. I've been told that the fraud inside the welfare system, and I look at these government benefits and government entitlement groups pretty similarly, that the fraud inside is 1%, maybe 2%, that it's incredibly low, that there's not very much fraud.
I have to disagree with you, man. I'm not
making the claim. You see, okay. the other part of this is what I found is that...
It's probably not reported. Like, there's probably, if everybody who smokes marijuana illegally was arrested, my God, we would be so full, it'd be unreal.
You build a fence around the United States and then open one big prison. But when you find out, like, privatized in the insurance industry, they say that fraud inside the insurance industry is 25%. Now, what it seems more likely to me is that the government bureaucrats are bad at counting fraud.
They're bad at catching it. I mean, for everybody, he knows three guys who are getting away with it. So you only know if there's fraud happening when you catch it happening, right? And then you can turn it into a statistic. Harry, good call, man. Yeah, go ahead with the question.
If someone's 100% disabled, could they drive a 5-speed sports car that's like 2 feet off the ground? Yes or no?
If they're 100% disabled, I wouldn't think they'd be able to get into the sports car very easily.
It's like, say, 80%. Could they change the tire on a big truck? No.
Probably not.
Anyway,
hey, Harry, thanks. You made your point. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. More coming up.
This message is for home intruders, the cowards who break into people's homes to steal their hard-earned property. Criminals who shatter lives and rob people of their privacy and security. Listen very carefully. We're the home security experts at LiveWatch, and we're taking you down. Because we're letting everyone try our newest home security system for one full year in their home. To take advantage of this amazing offer, call now, 1-800-670-9259. LiveWatch has been helping protect homes for years, and we've learned the secrets that intruders like you don't want people to know. Criminals, it's time for you to be afraid, because every person who calls will be protected against cowards like you. To the criminals listening, we're taking you down. To those who want to help protect their homes, call the security experts to try the LiveWatch security system. There are no long-term contracts, and if you're not completely satisfied, you can cancel at any time. Try LiveWatch now by calling 1-800-670-9259. That's 1-800-670-9259.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com, OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Surprise, surprise! Self-proclaimed socialist Bernie Sanders is taking the position that many of our callers to this show would probably call themselves conservatives. He's been taking the same position on immigration, meaning that Bernie Sanders is saying that open immigration is a terrible idea. In fact,
he's saying it's a
Koch,
it's a right-wing thing.
Conspiracy, the Koch brothers, these alleged right-wingers, that it's all a right-wing conspiracy to open the borders. And so how do you feel about that is kind of the general question, but you're welcome to comment on anything here, of course. It is Free Talk Live, and it's always open phones at 855-450-FREE. And also Skype in. Username here is lrn.fm as we continue. And we'll start this portion of the hour with Dustin in Greenville, Indiana. Hey, Dustin.
Hi, guys. How are you tonight?
Good. Go ahead, sir.
I felt like I needed to dispute some things that you guys said about, you know, does that feel like freedom? Is one of the things I heard, you know, about people freely crossing the border, you know, like they were into other countries.
Yeah.
And, I felt the fact that, you know, we should feel like a free country, yes, within our own right, because those were that were given to us by God. And that...
You think God gave us the United States?
I do, personally, but that...
Do you think God gave us Mexico? Do you think God gave the Mexico to Mexicans?
Yes, he did.
And do you think God put a big border apparatus in between them?
No, because there's not one there.
Yes, there is. There is a huge border apparatus. As a matter of fact, within 100 miles of that border, and within the Canadian border, too, you can expect random stops to find out whether you're a citizen.
Yes, sir, and that's true, because you should be.
Did God do that, too?
Well, no, you don't have to be a citizen of those countries. No, because the thing is if you're a criminal, you should not be allowed to travel those borders if you're going to create crime in those places.
Well, wait a second. I'm a convicted felon. Wait a second. I'm a convicted felon. I've been to probably 15 or 20 countries.
Close to that, my friend. And
what's that?
That's totally fine. I said I've been very close to that in my life as well. You know, I was almost convicted of a felony myself.
So then, are you saying though that Mark, my co-host here, the convicted felon, that he should not be able to travel?
Why do you want to keep the convicted felons in the United States?
If he is on the radio right now in America, obviously he has turned a new leaf. Then he is able to get a job with a true company. He is not stealing from that company.
He doesn't have a job.
He's hurting people every day. He
owns his own business. He doesn't have a job. He's a business owner.
Yeah, I just travel for pleasure.
It's a job, my friend.
So what you're saying is felons, just I want to clarify, Dustin, I don't want to misunderstand you.
No, I don't call it a felon. I call it a criminal whenever it comes down to a criminal. You don't have to be a felon to be a criminal.
Okay. All right. So criminals shouldn't be able to travel unless they make a better life for themselves?
They should not. If they can make a better life for themselves, they have to prove themselves first.
That so he should go to some sort of panel?
You need to follow the laws, my friend.
I want to clarify. Mark, hold on. Slow down, Dustin. I know you're really excited here. I just want to have a conversation, and I want to clarify what you're saying. So what you're saying is Mark, who has been out of prison since the late 1990s, should have to go in front of some sort of panel to prove that he's a better person, and then he should be allowed to travel?
He should prove himself to his local people. It is not the federal government is bloated. Now, don't get me wrong, if the government has absolved him of what he's done, he's got out of prison.
They haven't. No, he's still got a record.
Yeah, they're going to have a record until you pay him a bunch of money.
No, he's absolved. He's done. He's able to own a business. He's got rights.
You're saying that only South American and Central Americans that have completed all of their prison time, they should be able to cross borders?
You have to ask me that question again. I might not be educated on that. Tell me one more time.
I'm just trying to figure out whether Central Americans and South Americans who have, people around the world who have completed whatever sentences their governments have placed upon them for whatever crimes they may have committed, they should be able to cross borders, and that should be fine?
That is up to that government, and they need to prove themselves to their government before they are able to.
Do you think their governments are any less bloated and ridiculous than ours?
No, I do not.
There you go. You're asking people to beseech government bureaucrats for help, and they don't give help without big paychecks.
Thanks, Dustin, for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
The one country that I know that I can't go to is Canada. By the way, I live the closest to that of foreign countries. I'm, maybe 2 hours, 3 hours from Canada. Now, I'd love to go spend some money in Montreal here in the summer. I don't want to go in the winter, thanks. But I'd love to do that, but I can't, because Canada won't let me in. Canada says that they will absolve me. For $1,000, they can let me in, basically. They'll fill out some paperwork and stuff like that. But why would I want to pay $1,000 to go into a country to pay more money? Like, this is the stupidity of this particular thing that they've got going on here. They're not going to let me in because I had a conviction in 1988.
Apparently not. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We got Dustin. He's in Indy listening to WIBC-FM. Hey, Dustin.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Well, we're doing a radio show. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Good. Well, my point was, why can't we just secure the border with the National Guard? I mean, you got them all just sitting around doing nothing, basically. I mean,
they have jobs. The National Guard's people with jobs.
I'll answer that question. Why can't you keep drugs out of prison?
Well, I mean, nothing's going to be 100% secure. Yeah, you're going to have some cracks, but...
So how much more... there's all kinds of drugs in prison. How many more Border Patrol are necessary in order to satisfy you?
Well, actually, we can just put drones with FLIR, and we can secure that border right up. I mean, Ain't nothing but a
That sounds like a hellish police state landscape. Thank you, Dustin, for your call.
I wonder if I can go hiking down there by the border without getting
getting shot. Drone drop a bomb on you.
He said FLIR cameras would be.
Don't worry, someone will suggest shooting and bombs once they get the drones with cameras up. Yeah. Then the next step will be, well, you know, now that we got all those drones down there, why aren't they armed? You know, we can't be having these criminals coming in here. Shoot on sight. If it's brown, take it down.
I think that it's pretty clear that that more government bureaucracy and things around the border are going to minimize the more things you put out there, the more minimization you'll see in illegal immigration. However, what you have to ask is
right, because who wants to come to a hellish police state?
Who wants that? What are the results for the American citizens? Because I'm sure that the people in East Germany were told, we're putting up this wall to keep out those evil capitalists, right? And I don't, you know, I'm not so off the wall that I'm really thinking the United States is going to turn into one giant prison a la Escape from New York. But, you know, I've seen the last couple of decades, the way things are going, and the United States is moving down, not up, on the world freedom charts. You don't hear anybody say, it's a free country anymore, because they know it's not.
Yeah, they know. They know it's not. Let's continue. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. We'll go next to Brian. He's in Des Moines. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Brian.
Hey. I think it was probably 12 years ago. I went to Mexico, and all I used was my driver's license to get back in.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's true that you can...
I didn't have to have a passport. I didn't
How many years ago was this?
12.
About 12 years ago.
All right. So what they did, I think it was 2009, they did supposedly make a requirement that you have a passport, but it's not really true. So they're going to hassle you. If you go now to Canada or Mexico, you can enter Canada or Mexico, from my understanding, and my experience in Canada at least, you can enter Canada and Mexico with a driver's license. And then when you come back with just the driver's license, the U.S. Border Patrol will probably detain you and give you a hard time and lecture you. But then they'll eventually
that American.
Right. They'll eventually let you back in after a bunch of questions and hassles.
Right,
so it's not
as
easy now as it was 12 years ago. So it's even less free here as a result.
So the other thing too that I'm, you know, thinking to myself, illegal immigrants stuck in our government for money. I would probably bet my life on it that there's more lazy Americans stuck in the government than there are illegal immigrants.
Absolutely.
Well, certainly the numbers are higher.
They don't want the government to know they're here.
I'm sorry, the people
the
stuck
immigrants
in
don't want it.
The Americans?
The immigrants.
I see what you're saying. I get
don't
it
don't want the government to know they're here. So
exactly.
I'll guarantee if you took all the illegal immigrants and rounded them up, and all the Americans, you'll find out that there's more lazy Americans sucking our government dry.
Oh, yeah. It's probably by a factor of 100, if not more so.
It's immigrants that wanted to build a better life for themselves that built this country.
Hey, Brian, great call.
I know a lady was down the street from me that has not worked a day in her life, and she has lived on welfare her whole life.
And she's lived here her whole life, too. Thanks for the call, Brian. I appreciate it. Great call. 855-450-FREE. We got hour number two coming up.
Hey guys, I'm Tim Baker.
I'm Daniel Brown.
And I'm Sean Stewart.
And we are the You, Me, and BTC podcast.
Cryptocurrency Decrypted.
Us three chumps love to talk too much, and for some reason other people seem to enjoy it.
That's why we started You, Me, and BTC,
which is your Bitcoin and Liberty podcast.
Find our show at youmeandbtc.com every Thursday.
We also post Bitcoin-related reviews, opinion articles, and much more.
Subscribe, like, and follow at youmeandbtc.com.
How fast are Allegra gel caps? It's raking the leaves and loving it fast. How strong are Allegra gel caps?
I'm running with my favorite workout partner, Strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms. It starts working in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's a yes to pick up football with the guys, Strong.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines, use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click ReadyMadeResources.com. Ready-Made Resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.